Hello, everyone.
Well, there's someone that said that they listened to it all the way out in Malta. So it might, you know, we're broadcasting worldwide, really.
Oh, yeah, sorry, that's true. Can I just say a couple of bits first? Okay, well, I just want to say good morning to everybody. And thank you for coming along. It's a nice sunny day, isn't it, today? What I'm feeling in my heart, I have a lot of things happen to me lately in the shower where I wash. I think I have holy water coming out of the shower. Because every time I go for a shower, I hear God talking to me. And this morning he had a message and I needed to give it to someone. And I found that person, I need to give it to you. And that is that God loves you. And he was telling me this morning that I need to say this word. And I think it's to you. So God loves you. So could everyone just say to the person to the right of them and tell them that God loves them. God loves you. And to the left, God loves you. God loves you. God loves you. He loves us all. He loves us all. God loves you. But isn't it great to put a smile on somebody's face and say that? And just let them know that you're there and someone else is thinking about you. When you're feeling a bit loaded up with, like you said today, all these extra burdens and weight and things. And I've been feeling a bit like this the last couple of weeks, to be honest. And it's nice to come here and just drop all your baggage off and get revitalised and recharged and start again and have a fresh look and be full of enthusiasm and carry on the journey. But before we start, I just want to tell a quick story. We watch a TV channel called TBN, Channel 65. And there's a vicar, a priest from London. You may have heard of him, called Nicky Gumbel. And he does the Alpha course, yeah. And he tells some cracking stories. And I heard one the other day. And he said he was riding his bike through Oxford Street. And he came out of the cycle lane. And he took his collar off because he didn't want to be recognised. And he started cycling down the centre of Oxford Street. And he said he was watching out for people running across in front of him. And he took his mind off his path where he was going for a second. And with that, a taxi come flying up the inside of him. And he wobbled on his bike and went, whoa. And he lost his thought for a second and who he is and what he should be and how he should live as a Christian. And he chased after the taxi. And he got to the red lights and the taxi was waiting there. He said, I'm going to get his number. I'm going to report him. As he got to the traffic lights, the taxi moved on. So he rode faster onto the next set of traffic lights. Went again, missed him on that one at the junction. Pedalled even faster, finally caught up with a taxi. And by this time, he's thinking, I'm going to tell him, I'm going to get his number and report him. The taxi driver is holding this leaflet out the window. Going nice. So he's rode up beside him, and the taxi driver said, oh, hello, Nicky, how are you? And he went, oh, hello, yeah, you okay? He went, yeah, you want to follow that, Nicky, that Alpha course? He said, why is that? He said, well, I was on your course 2 months ago. And the passenger in the taxi didn't know what was actually going on. And the taxi driver turned around to the passenger and said, oh, yeah, I was on this course with Nicky a couple of months ago, and he's teaching me about being calm and polite and living like a Christian. So I just wanted to share that. I thought it was funny. So anyway, this morning's little piece is an experience that has happened recently to us. There's a little twist in the end of it. And it's based on faith and deeds. So we've got some words that have come from the book of James. And as the story goes on, it'll unfold. But I'll give you a quick introduction. The Epistle of James was written somewhere around 55 and 60 AD. It is generally agreed that James was the Lord's brother, as mentioned in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 6, verse 3. He was a leader in the Church of Jerusalem at this time. And it was a letter stating as Christians we should live like Christians. Discrimination of any kind is wrong, and as is oppression of the weak and the poor. Christians should be self-controlled, especially in what they say. So, over to you, Sonia.
Right, good morning, everyone. Good morning. Right, as I mentioned in my testimony last Sunday about how Jesus has changed me, I'd like to share with you an experience that I had recently. I've been praying for quite a while for the Lord to use me in some way or other. And Yeah, this is just a bit in James that mentions this in chapter 4, verses 7 and 8.
Okay. It says, submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you.
So, one day whilst out shopping, I had a message from God telling me to go and speak to this lady. Well, 6 months ago, I wouldn't have been able to even stand here in front of you because I'm really shy and my knees start shaking. And so I didn't really take notice of this message, and I'm ashamed to say I didn't speak to her. And it happened to me about 3 times and I never done anything about it. So I was praying for God's forgiveness and just give me some strength and some courage and, you know, not to be such a coward. And there's a bit in James, in chapter 2, verse 14, it says.
It says, what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds, can such faith save them?
Well, I've got a prayer book at home, which I write people's names in, you know, situations around the world, my family, all of you, and neighbours and that, and I pray for them all the time. And where we live, there's one particular man who I don't really speak to, because if I'm honest, he's got a drink problem and sometimes he can be a bit aggressive and, you know, he's got a bit of that attitude, so I'm a bit scared of him really. But it's a bit in this in James chapter 3, verse 9.
Okay. It says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, and with it we curse human beings who have been made in God's likeness.
So one evening recently, I was saying my prayers from my book, which this man is in, and I heard a voice say, go and talk to him. I tried to ignore it and carried on praying for someone else, and then I heard it again, go and talk to him. And I said, please God, I don't want to. But then I remembered that I'd already disobeyed him before. And then I got scared and I thought, oh, I've got to. So John came in at this moment. Well, in my head, I was thinking, this is the last man that I wanted to speak to. I didn't want to go and talk to him. I was, you know, really, like, had that really horrible, fierce stomach inside and just didn't want to do it. And at that moment, John came in. So I said to John, can you go and talk to him? And he said, if God's asked you, you better do it. And there's a bit of this in James chapter 2, verse 1 to 4.
It says, my brothers and sisters, believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ must not show favouritism. Suppose a man comes into your meeting wearing a gold ring and fine clothes, and a poor man in filthy old clothes also comes in. If you show special attention to the man wearing fine clothes and say, here's a good seat for you, but say to the poor man, you stand there or sit on the floor by my feet. Have you not discriminated among yourselves and become judges with evil thoughts?
I was so scared, but I put my boot and my coat on. And just as I got to the door to go out, I said another prayer. I trust you, Lord. Please give me courage and the words to speak to him. And there's a bit in James in 2:5.
Listen, my dear brothers and sisters. Has not God chosen those who are poor in the eyes of the world to be rich in faith and to inherit the kingdom he promised to those who love him?
So very nervously, I see that he was in because his door was open and I could hear him pottering about. So I said, hello, hello. He came to the door and I could smell that he had been drinking, but fortunately it wasn't very much. He hadn't been drinking a lot. And I just said to him, I was just wondering if you're all right. I said, you know, I'm a Christian. I said, God has asked me to make sure you're okay. Anyway, he was fine. And he just said, I'm tired. And we chatted about his work. And he said that he was having some family problems and stuff and about the long hours that he does. And I said, well, God's telling me that you've got to rest properly and take care of yourself. In other words, I was referring to his drinking, but I just said, you've got to take care of yourself. And we had a little bit of a chat again, and anyway, he said thank you, and I went back indoors feeling relieved that, you know, I had obeyed God, and then wondered why I was so scared really in the first place, because if you trust in God, you shouldn't, you know, just do what he says and you've got no worries, really. So there's a bit in James chapter 1, 22 to 25.
Right. It says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like someone who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like.
Just after this, John went outside to fetch some water and bumped into the man I'd just visited. And he said, your wife, he couldn't remember my name, but said to John, that was just what he needed to pick himself up as he'd been feeling really low lately. And he told John that the hairs on his arms were standing up and he was over the moon with a message and planned to slow down. He said he was a Catholic and believed in Christ. Another thing that was funny, that was previously before I'd heard this message, John had been reading through the Bible and penciled a bulk of these verses that I've been reading today for about 4 days before. He showed them to me and said, I think this was for you. Finally, in James chapter 3, verse 17 and 18.
It says, but the wisdom that comes from heaven is first of all pure, then peace-loving, considerate, submissive, full of mercy and good fruit, impartial and sincere. Peacemakers who sow in peace reap a harvest of righteousness.
Thank you for listening.